light of the world. Jesus gives a powerful illustration in Matthew 5:14 to a city on a hill, which his audience at that time immediately would have understood. Roman cities were typically on hills. The lights, which were torches on walls, gave warning signals. Two torches meant enemy was sighted. A torch on the north and west wall meant do not delay. A torch on the east, west and north meant we are being attacked. This is the last warning. A torch on all four walls meant gates closed, city under siege. When all torches were extinguished, it meant city fallen. Just as these serve as warning lights, one of our responsibilities is to be warning lights that are visible across distances, shining out God's warning message to people through our words, lives, and through prayer. If we see something wrong happening, we are supposed to step in as a warning light and not shy out. Jesus gives another example of not putting a light under a basket. That doesn't make sense. The light is meant to shine. Light exposes darkness. The sin and evil of the world is revealed by light. It expels darkness. When we reflect the light of Christ, we dispel the spiritual darkness around us. It is the love of Christ shining through us that can counter the bad around. Although darkness is overwhelming, it is light that is eventually winning. Light establishes direction. Amidst the dangers of the world, we can walk safely in His light as we seek His guidance and walk in the path that He has planned for us. We can only give out light because we have received light, the light of the world, Jesus. He is the source. In John 8:12, Jesus spoke again to the people. He said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." When we receive Christ, we are privileged to be children of the light. 1 Thessalonians 5:5 says, "You are all children of the light and children of the day. Let your light so shine." Our light is meant to shine in such a way that our good works enable others to glorify God. Jesus gives us the secret to victory, overcoming evil with good. In what unique ways is our light shining out in the darkness around us?